Oh, it's sheer excitement now. You know, pre-season, it's a bit like Groundhog Day. You wake up, you got weights, you got a tough on-court session, and then you go home and try and recover and get ready to do it all over again. But now that we're into, you know, the breakfast launch has kind of made it reality that in, you know, a week's time, we're going to be tipping off against a great New Zealand Breakers team, a team we've had a good rivalry with for the last 5 years. And yeah, it's now that exciting time of the year where you can't wait to get out on a Perth arena and finally get this thing going.
How does it feel to be the hunted again?
Even without having won, you know, the last five or so championships, we've played in a lot of the grand finals, so we always feel like there's a bit of a target on our back, whether we're coming in as reigning champions or just one of the better teams as a whole. So, you know, it's exciting to be the reigning champs, but in saying that, we're just looking forward to hopefully going back to back, but no, there's a long way between now and the finals in April.
What are your thoughts on DeAndre?
He's going to be a special player for us. You know, a lot of people want to come in and compare him to James Ennis, which is to be expected. You know, he is replacing his spot. But, you know, he's his own type of player. He's a guy that was playing in the post as a four-man, and we want him to play out on the perimeter more. And to make that adjustment is huge. And for him to have done it in such short time, it speaks volumes of his work ethic and his skill level. So I think he's going to be a great player the longer the season goes on.
Damo, Cedric Jackson's back for New Zealand. What were your thoughts when you hear that he was back in the league?
I had literally just gotten to Brisbane for the pre-season blitz. The elevator door opened and there's Cedric. I'm like, oh, it starts already. He's already. But, you know, he is a fantastic player and one of the best point guards I've ever had to guard against. So him being back in the NBL, along with the calibre of imports other teams have brought in and some high-level Australians returning from playing overseas, the league as a whole has improved. And Cedric's another guy that's going to put his name in the hat for an MVP candidate. And it'll be fun to match up against him next Friday.
You got some good support in the backcourt.
Yeah, Jermaine Beal in particular, he's had a fantastic pre-season and it's no surprise, he's just carried on from the grand final series last year where he was our MVP. So Jermaine in particular, I think is going to step up and possibly be our best player right now. He is, and his confidence level is through the roof and he's backing up with the style of game he's playing. So, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes I catch myself just watching the game because I pass him the ball and just enjoy the show.
Ernie?
Yeah, and Ernie, he doesn't really like his new nickname, but once he gets, you know, into the rhythm of day-to-day training, knowing our offences and defences, he's a special pickup for us. You know, there's not many guys that are that strong playing the position he will. So he's a high-skilled player, and yeah, I think the guys are going to enjoy what they see once he's completely in shape and ready to go.
Damo, the season's condensed. It's shorter this year. How much do players prefer playing more often in basketball?
I'm excited. I was one of the people that embraced the idea because, you know, the last you want to be professional players, not professional trainers. And when you're only playing one game a week or occasionally twice, you know, it just feels like you're training more than anything. So to be able to play some more games, get out on the court and have that, you know, the adrenaline rush. And, you know, we play the game because we're all competitive and sometimes it's a bit fatiguing when that competitiveness has to be taken out on the training court. But under the lights in a game environment, it's exciting.
And is that more difficult for Perth given the travel though?
Yeah, definitely. You look at our schedule, and I think in January we play 5 games in 10 days and a lot of travel in between. So, you know, as a whole, you get used to travelling a lot, but now that it's a condensed season, we're going to have to find ways to make sure that, you know, travel isn't an excuse, fatigue isn't an excuse, whether it's, you know, extra ice baths, stretching, whatever it is, but we need to come up with something quickly because it could play a factor.
Is that by the fact you've got a pretty deep roster?
Definitely. You know, I think Trev touched on it, that he can look at the bench and feel comfortable with whoever he's subbing in. And there's going to be games where guys who may have averaged 30 minutes are now only going to be playing 20 to 25 in these long road trips. So it's one of the strengths we do have is our depth, be it foul trouble, fatigue or injury. We're confident that the guy subbing in for someone there's no drop-off.
Which team do you see as the biggest threat early on, Damo?
I think Melbourne United. You look at their level, their team on paper, and it's one of the best teams I've ever seen, regardless of whether I've been playing in the last 7 years or following the game as a young fella. So, you know, they've got some Olympians on the team. Daniel Rakickett returns from overseas. He played for a world championship. And then two very quality imports. One was drafted in the NBA. And Stephen Dennis was a pre-season MVP pick last year until he went down with an Achilles injury. So, on paper, I think Melbourne probably have the best team. But in saying that, the best team on paper rarely wins the whole thing.
Is it tough to deal with expectations when, given how strong the list is and that you won last year, that everyone sort of expects you to win again? Is it tough to sort of deal with that?
Not really, because they're the expectations we have ourselves. So if the only expectations of success was coming externally, then the team probably has a problem. But we believe, you know, if we do the right things, that we're going to be successful, and ideally that means winning a championship. And when you've played in 28 consecutive finals, there's a lot of pressure coming regardless of whether you're the reigning champions or not. And we embrace it. It's something that we're very conscious of. But once we step over the court, it's about just getting better, and you know, we do believe that'll result in wins. Yeah, definitely. It's exciting. You know, last year, after losing consecutive grand finals to New Zealand, there was that extra motivation to finally get over and win one. But now that you have a taste after 5 years between success, it's nice to be trying to get back, because it's, you know, they say it's easy, it's tough to win one, but it's tougher to win two, and we want to prove everyone wrong.
Thanks, Ben.